But call me a chomo.
Oh, shit.
What an introduction, I tell you. I'm always happy to be back here at Wyoming, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House.
Please do not use gendered language.
We're so happy that you're here. We're happy to be here. I'm coming to you from Los Angeles, California. At my side is my always beautiful co-host, Christine. You look great. And joining us from Austin, Texas, is the one and only Christina P.
Hey, Christina.
How you doing?
Hi. Good. I still have pink eye.
You do?
I was about to ask you,
are your eyes still...
retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't, they're not, they're better, but they don't look good enough to be on a web show.
Okay. Web show.
Look, who am I?
Let me see.
You know what I mean? Cause like, that's all I need is like,
who are you? Show me. Who are you going to
okay,
do?
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you're Michael Jackson.
No leave us.
Oh, you're Lionel Richie. You're Lady Gaga. Did I get it right?
Babe.
Oh, I gotcha. You're Elton John.
You love him. Superstitious.
Elton John.
Rocket Man.
Did I get it? You're Keith Richards.
No.
I don't know. I give
Wonder,
up. Prince.
Tommy.
Oh. Yeah, because of the shades and the piano and the head bob. I fucked up.
Got it? You fucked up, homie.
You did it right. I'm sorry. How you feeling? Yeah. How you doing today?
Okay, man. The eye thing's bumming me out more than the ankle. I got to tell you. You know, it's annoying. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
But it's going to clear up soon. It'll happen. I have faith. How are you, farts? Are you in a good mood?
Yeah, I'm doing great. We had a nice lunch, had a salad with chicken. I'm very healthy. I always eat healthy. I've never overeaten before in my life. Everything's good.
I think you're being sarcastic. Did you really have a salad?
I really did. Yeah. With chicken.
More importantly, what did Nadav have?
I think he ate healthy too. Didn't you?
I had a salad too. So as you know, Christina, this story checks out.
Yep. Oop. Yeah. We're doing great here. We're a bunch of healthy boys.
That. Well, ask him what he had over the weekend. That's where the fun happens.
What'd you have over the weekend, Native?
Oh boy. I really punished myself. I think I had some Korean barbecue. I had some hot chicken. I had some, I think El Pollo Loco and then some Tommy's Burgers. And then on Sunday, I think I had a lot of the same shit. I think I had like a big sushi thing. And then I really put my work in on the weekends. I eat like a hummingbird here at the studio, but I really make up for it.
Nice. And then are you a sweets guy? Do you eat like desserts and stuff and, you know, pastries and like that?
Yeah. Like I love me some ice cream. Ice cream is my favorite shit
ever.
Yeah.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Ooh. I would say maybe like a chocolate chip cookie dough or a mint chocolate chip.
You like mint chocolate chip. See, I like chocolate chip, but I don't like the mint chocolate chip.
I hate mint anything. It's like eating toothpaste. Why don't you just put toothpaste in your mouth?
Because it tricks you into thinking it's healthier than the all chocolate one.
Ah.
It's a little minty fresh. You're like, this is helping my mouth when I eat it.
Yeah. And will you go through a pint, 2 pints, gallon? What do you eat normally?
About a pint. But I just found this place next to me that just sells cookie dough by the pint. So I've migrated over to that, and I'll tell you what, don't feel great.
No.
Don't feel great.
There's probably a fair amount of sugar in that, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. It's the biggest thing that's, like, I know I got to do something, and then every time I'm about to, like, kick it into, like, big diet mode, I'm like, just one more pint of cookie dough, and I'll get there.
Yeah.
And then it's just always a perpetual one more pint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting, Nadav, about your food choices is that they're really international, because he was like, I started Korean, and then there was some hot chicken.
Hot chicken, the blacks love, right?
The blacks are into that. And mm-hmm. then he went Tommy Boys, which is violence already. I mean, you're gonna get diarrhea from that.
Yeah, you're gonna like the way you shit with Tommy's burgers.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
Tommy's makes a good
and
burger.
Then, oh, it's the best. And then you had
a pint of cookie dough.
Yeah,
to take it home
and
you know?
Some sushi was
oh, some sushi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got some Japanese food in there. Yeah.
I'm a real international man.
I'm guessing there is not a healthy bowel movement at the end of this.
Well, it's been one continuous one since Sunday.
Yeah, man.
No, it's really crazy.
Weren't you doing keto though?
I was for like 2 days, and then I think what
that's
happened,
right as you're getting into the out of the fog.
No, yeah, it's right when the diarrhea starts.
Yeah,
and then I was just like, you know what? It's someone's birthday. I only have so many more months in LA, so I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna really be dumb for the next little while.
Okay.
And then I'm like, you know what? And then I'll move to Austin, where there's no tempting food around.
None. No.
Yeah, and then I'll just be back to salads.
There you go, man. Well, I like your plan.
Oh my god. The food is so good here, too.
Yeah,
like, I have to actively not eat barbecue every other day.
Yeah. You got to give it yourself like twice a month, maybe. That's a good, you know what I mean? If you're trying to live somewhat healthy, twice a month.
Yeah. I mean, I've been eating so much here, and I've only had one dud meal this whole time. Like, everything's been killer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get so much fatter here, Nadav.
I'm already at my top right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'd really love it if I didn't see a higher number than I currently do.
Do you say your number or no? Is it a secret?
I mean, it's I already get enough shit. I think I'm gonna just know I'm morbidly obese.
Okay. Tell me when we're done recording. I want to know.
Sure.
Okay.
Now I have to know too. What do you think it is, Tom?
No, I don't want to say. I don't want to guess.
You want to guess? Okay.
No, don't guess. Don't guess.
I can never guess men's weights.
A woman and you're not like dealing with that all the time, you're not going to guess correctly. I think it's hard for men to guess correctly with women too, if you're not really, you know, used to figuring out what that number should be. Or what,
like, how much do you think I weigh?
I don't know. That's the thing, is I don't know. If you want me to
what
guess?
Do you think a woman? What do you think a woman like me weighs? Yeah,
265.
Nailed it. That's
oh,
exactly
see,
right.
See, that was just a lucky
that's
guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I do right? Is that good?
That's exactly.
I don't
right.
want to be offended. I didn't offend you, did I?
No, okay. 265 is on my lighter end. It's before I lift.
Okay.
Once good. I start training, it can get up to 280 at least.
That feels like a healthy weight for a woman.
5'7",
5'8", should be about 285, something like that.
But I'm strong.
Right. It's mostly muscle. I get it.
Well, muscle weighs more than fat. Yeah.
That's what I always tell people. When they tell me, Tom, you're fat, I go, well, I'm fucking, I got huge muscles.
That's what my sweet Pilates trainer tells me when I'm like, I'm weighing myself, I'm not losing weight. And she's like, well, muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah,
I'm
meanwhile,
like,
she
yeah,
weighs like
it.
105.
That's it. Yeah.
All right. Let's I got a great opener for you. Let's open the show.
Okay.
You ready to party?
Shit.
You ready to get this party started?
I'm ready to fucking party, bro.
Here you go.
안녕하세요. 저는 지민입니다. Hey guys, I'm finally Korean. I've transitioned. I'm so, so happy I've completed my look. I'm finally Korean, guys. I have the eyes. Just had a brow lift as well. So I'm so happy. Finally, I've been trapped in the wrong body for 8 years. And that's the worst feeling in the world, when you're trapped and you don't feel like you can be yourself. But finally, I'm Korean. I can be myself. And I'm so, so happy.
Mm. This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Yo, mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
He's finally Korean.
Oh no.
Wow. That's so cool.
He said the beginning too. He went, "Nam sam nanyo." Remember yeah, how they say yeah. hello?
He probably just learned that expression while he was in the hospital.
His paper is stuck in butter. Oh no!
It's pretty cool though to to be transracial.
Yeah, it is.
I've
cool.
heard of this before. Obviously, the famous Rachel Dolezal, and
yeah,
you know, she was famously black, even though she's not. You know what I mean? But she was like,
but
yeah, but
wait.
I feel it.
How did she make her skin darker, though? Was it like Soul Man where she took pills?
I don't
the
know.
Tanning pill?
I think she was actually rubbing something, you know, on her, a cream, something like that. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It's so cool. Yeah. It's like, I get it. I really get it. I felt very close to other ethnicities and wished
yeah.
I were Asian, too. I wish I was Asian sometimes. I love
specifically
Asian people.
Korean. I mean, that would be great, you know?
Dude, I love Korea. I've been there. Yeah. I've had a really good time. I love their food more than any other food.
I get wanting to feel like you're something else.
Yeah.
It's kind of bold that this individual obviously has an accent. They're not from here. I don't think they look Korean now. I think they're going to be really bummed out when someone's like, "I got to tell you something. I think we fucked up. You're Thai." And she's like, "Oh, fuck." Goes under surgery again, and they're like, "How do you feel about Japanese?" No. This is like me waking up and being like,
"I am a fucking Jew."
I can't just do that. I have to go through the process, you know?
That's so true. But what about me? I feel like I'm trans-Jewish because I feel very Jewish in my heart. I think I am Jewish.
And also, your mother told you that you might be.
She told me constantly that we were actually Jewish, but mm-hmm. we had to hide it because of, you know, that whole Hitler thing.
Yeah. Real knucklehead, that guy.
God, that guy is such a knucklehead. What a dope.
Yeah. He made it such a challenge to be that way, you know?
A challenge, indeed. It made it a little inconvenient to be Jewish.
Just super challenging, period. You know? Yeah.
She told me, she said, "You know, Christike, we are actually Jewish because your grandmother's maiden name was da-da-da. This means a bird. The birds and animals and colors are Jewish last names in Hungarian, this and that." I'm like, "All right, dude. I think we are.
Okay.
I think I am."
You feel it? You still feel it?
In my heart.
Well, why don't you get an operation on your eyes and make it a full thing, you know?
Jewish surgery, Jewish eyes?
Yeah, get your Jew eyes ready. You know what I mean?
What are Jew eyes like?
Well, right now your eyes are all puffy and stupid, and no one thinks you're a Jew. So why don't you go where he went and ask them to be like, "Hey, you know, Jew me up a little bit." You know what I mean?
It's a great idea. I think I'm going to get Jewish eyes.
Oh, we're looking at Jewish eyes right now. Oh, there's Anne Frank. This is a real nice search.
Oh, no.
Shit. You just bring a photo of her, and you're like, "I want to look like this." They're like, "She's a child."
Anne Frank me. I mean, can we pick a more uplifting Jewish example?
Well,
she's kind of a bummer.
You know what? The reason that came up is because, you know.
Mitov is Googling, looking for Shen. Mitov is Googling, I hope he finds it. Mitov is Googling, looking for you. Hurry up and find that shit, you fucking Jew. Hurry up and find that shit, you fucking Jew.
Well, that's a lovely song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was
that's
the best.
Grass Kingdoms, I believe, made that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, the delusion you have to have. To be like, "I had this surgery and now I'm Korean."
Well,
the
and also
level of mental illness involved with this fucking person.
And also the level of unethicism.
Is that a thing?
On the part of the surgeon. How unethical
well, I think
are
that,
you?
I don't think the surgeon is going, "You want to be Korean?" I think the surgeon's probably like, "Yeah, we can give you that eye lift." You know, you want an eye lift?
Eye lift.
Right. I'm saying, you know, "I can do this procedure on your eye. It's not, I'm not making you Korean."
Hold on.
I'm doing what
you
want.
Do this what on your eye? This what on your eye?
What?
This.
Surgery?
This.
What?
You said the word procedure?
Procedure?
Oh, I thought you said procedure.
No, procedure.
Oh, okay.
P-R-O. Procedure. You want me to say it like procedure? Or you like a procedure done to your eye?
No, I was just saying procedure, like doing the procedure. I just didn't know.
Procedure. Really.
Procedure.
Procedure. Procedure. I didn't say procedure.
It sounded like it a little.
No one here heard that, just so you know.
Nadav, did you hear procedure?
Nope, I heard Tom say procedure just the way it's pronounced.
No, that's because you're afraid.
He's not afraid.
Let me see those Jewish eyes.
What?
When Jewish eyes are smiling. I don't know. Is there a nice song about Jewish people?
About our eyes?
What race would you be, Tom, if you had to choose?
I got to tell you, this thing I got going right now is pretty sweet.
Cisgendered white male.
It's the
devil.
It is the best. Yeah. I know not everybody likes it, but I'm going to ride it until the brakes fucking fall off. Yeah.
Well, you're Latinx blood. I mean, but you present as a white cisgendered male. So it doesn't matter that you're Latinx too. Right?
True. True. Yeah. That's very true. If you could switch races, what would you be? Or you said, well, you're not being Jewish is not switching a race, but you'd be Asian.
Oh, ask Nadav. I think Nadav would consider Jewish a race.
Well,
I mean, it
that's a whole debate.
It borders with ethnicity.
Okay. All right. I mean, touche.
I know. I would be a small Japanese woman. I think they're so pretty. Like Marie Kondo.
Go see the surgeon.
I know. I'd be like a tiny Japanese girl. I love them.
Yeah. I love them too. Different reasons, but I love them too.
They're so tiny.
So we got I'm real excited. We got a new Fed Smoker video.
Touching my camera through the fence, you faggot.
You want to see what he does? This is the best.
How does he keeps creating content?
I'll give you a little bit of context. I only watched the very beginning of this, but just so you go into it with the right mindset. Somebody sees his absolutely bananas car and just takes a picture of it because they're like, oh, this is a crazy car. And Conald sees that and engages the person who you can tell is like, has no idea what's about. It's literally walking through a parking lot. Look at this crazy car. Takes a picture. And then Conald puts the full fucking business on him. Okay?
Nice. I always take a picture of people filming my car because you never can tell who they are. A lot of times they try to send their friends at me to try to die in a roundabout way. I put cops in prison with this car. And they think they want to be part of social media. And what I do... You're not social media, are you?
I don't think so.
What I do is I give them a baby raper stamp on their forehead, but you slipped. You're not going to get the stamp.
So that guy's like, huh? I was just taking a picture of your crazy car, man. And he's like, baby rapers? What?
Look at the car, the way it's set up, brother. Isn't it set up beautiful?
No.
Yeah. This car puts cops in prison, brother. It really does. The sickest pigs in the world go to prison. Well, at least lose their badge. They'd rather fire you than even mention what you've done. Most of them rape children, burn houses down, and steal evidence.
Yeah.
Steal crap and go take it home to their family and give it to their family.
And that's what I do when a crazy person says something to me. You just go like, yep, yeah. You hear him? He's like, mm-hmm, yeah. Because you know not to... push back. Like, yeah, yeah. No, I hear you.
Worse.
Come
just
to the side. I want to show you the most important thing without even looking because I know my beautiful car. I know what it's capable of. Look down here. You know I've been gone for quite some time. Look at a little lower. Look under this thing. See that dash cam? Yeah. See it cooking under there?
Yeah.
It never shuts off. You know why?
Why?
Because people want to be movie stars.
They want that baby vapor stamp. Bing, bing, yeah. bing, all over their face. And it's a gift that just keeps giving.
Imagine being this guy. He's like, I'm about to die. So crazy.
I bet that guy regrets taking a picture of his car now.
Of course he does. Immediately. He's like, I'm just going to delete this real quick, man. Sorry about that.
Ooh. This is your car. You know how it's your car? This is the car you only had to pay for once. And then they sold it. And guess what?
Yeah.
I bought it. Yeah. I fixed it up the way it should be. It's a 205. See, I fixed it up the way it should be. See how those cameras, they just don't shut off? Cameras aren't supposed to shut off. Just because you shut the car off don't mean the camera's supposed to shut off. They're supposed to cruise. They're supposed to cruise and cruise and cruise so that...
My man is yacked right now.
Like, so we can make Twinkies out of men's assholes, brother.
This guy's just trying to get away. You know, he's just like, yeah, are we done? Like, just wanting to walk away.
Well, and Connell's so stoked to have somebody to talk at.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He's just so happy to like, hey, come here, come here. Just rope somebody.
Don't you feel like
nonsense?
Now after watching so much of his stuff that like, you know, all the beats that are like,
yeah,
you know, put cops away, put these pigs away, get the baby raper stamp. And you like to us now, we're like, yeah, that's what he does. But that guy, that's his first time. He's like, oh, I mean, imagine somebody telling you, I'm not going to give you the baby raper stamp on your forehead. And you're like, okay.
And then, and then he fist pounds. He's like, here you go, brother.
You slipped through it, brother. You're not getting the stamp.
Cool.
Thank you.
That is so wild, dude. And you're right. We're so used to it. We're like, oh, that's what he does.
Oh, it's so crazy. It is absolutely insane.
They want to go to prison. They want to meet Bubba. You know, there's a lot of black people in prison that never get to come out. They want fresh meat. They want fresh Twinkies. They really do. I've talked to them all. They can't help it. They're never coming out ever again. So they want new Twinkies. Mm-hmm. And cops just happen to provide some of the best Twinkies in the world for them. Do you believe me?
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. See? When crazy starts rant, you just go, yeah, I'm on your side. Yeah, dude. No, I think you're a fucking 100% right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do if I met him too. I'd be like, yeah. No, man. Do you need money? I'm sorry.
God, I can't believe this guy got to roam the streets for as long as he did. Like, it blows my freaking mind.
Putting dirty cops away all over the country. I mean, that's a full-time job.
I can't believe they didn't just put him away against his will at some point.
I know.
He's such a menace, that guy.
I also can't believe he's gone. Can't believe
Connell the Menace.
Connell the Menace. Up there in heaven now.
Rest in peace.
Feathering it in heaven.
Feathering it. We're feathering it.
Oh, man.
It's set up for giving people instant exorcisms on the side of the road. When the devil's in them, we can get the devil out of them without even saying a prayer. Sometimes it's not enough time. Right. We just got to get the devil out of them. You've just ruined your life.
Yeah.
Do you think Connell had a kid?
Yes. I would guess. Strikes me as a guy that has a daughter. He's just got a daughter out there. She's like 26 right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't know him. I'm guessing. Well, I don't think she knows him. Man. That is just, oof.
Well, thanks for showing me that. I always feel uplifted after watching him menace somebody.
Well, here, let's cleanse the palate, okay? Here's supposed to be a follow-up video. Let's see what happens here.
Okay.
Welcome to the Daily Booger with the Booger Man. A little stuffed up today. Let's see what we got. He's actually peeking out.
Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna vomit.
Was that good, Emma? Dude. That's.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking Christ. Why are you showing this to me? I don't understand why you did this. Why did you do this? I'm going to throw up. Oh. Take it off.
Did you just throw up?
Oh.
Take it off.
I almost did.
Oh, my God. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
I bought Bert a present. I hope you're cool with it. It was 185.
Oh, good. Okay. Great. I'm sure Leanne's going to love him on that, too.
He'll be fine. Oh, that made me sick. It's good seeing you.
Why are you bumming me out today?
I'm not bumming you out. This is just, I'm going to look through this folder.
Dude, I came in like such good vibes.
I feel great. I'm in a good mood. You want to see you want to see the British version of a Fed smoker?
All right,
the building, a large building here. And here you can see the central foundations, the emergency staircase shaft and concrete. Always nice to see. Hello, mate. How are you?
All right.
I'm just getting a shot of it from my YouTube channel of the construction.
Why
make it quick? Why are you telling me what to do? What do you mean I'm not allowed to do it? In there, tell your friends what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you. I said, it's a construction site. You haven't got the right to be using your cameras to film it. You can be a criminal. I don't know who you are.
Why are you calling me a criminal?
Because you have got a camera. You're recording a construction site.
Is it because
site.
I'm an Arab? You're calling me a criminal? Are you being racist?
Really? I'm black.
Either you're going to let me do what I'm doing,
or you're going to try and stop me. You back off then, because you might be a criminal. I don't know who you are. That's it. I'm telling you now.
My name's Charlie. I'm an Arab.
I don't care. You might be anybody.
Charlie the Arab.
I don't care.
Charlie the Arab.
I don't care. So dude. I don't know you. You've got no ID with you. You're recording a construction site. They've got tools here, power tools and everything.
Can I tell you something? This is a great picture on this camera.
Yeah.
The clarity, it's too good for the show.
It's good.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Me too.
Do you know what I was just thinking, though, is how sweaty his head must be, too, with all the braids? It's got to be real hot.
And the hard hat on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I'm just thinking how sweaty this poor man's head must be.
Well, just in construction in general, too, you're sweating your ass off, hauling shit around, telling potential criminals to get lost, you know? Makes you all sweaty. Yeah. Are you still thinking about that bug?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about... Like, why the choices you've been making?
I thought they were good choices.
I mean, all right.
Sorry. Do you forgive me?
I do forgive you. I love you. I came to party, you know?
Me too. I thought we were having a party. Thought we were having a good time.
Yeah. Well, show me something uplifting.
Okay.
Pick something fun.
All right.
Get me
out of
my pink eye.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let me look for it here. let me see what you'll like. Okay, you'll like this. Right? Oh, yeah. I think you'll like this.
Fuck pooping, man. I hate the way humans poop. It sucks. It's designed badly. We need a change. I need an upgrade.
Okay.
Okay, I'm down.
This happens like 4 or 5 times a week. I'm pooping, and I can't quite get it all out. There's still a nugget or two left in my colon. And I know it's there. I feel that there's still poo in me. Most of the poo's already in the toilet, but that last bit just won't come out, no matter how hard I put. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to spend another hour on the toilet trying to get this last bit of poo out, so I'll just leave it in there, whatever, till next time.
Mm-hmm. You with him?
I'm following, yeah.
But then I get to wiping, and that's not fun either, because there's still a bit of poo left in my butthole. It's still there. It's showing up every time I wipe. It's not getting any cleaner, no matter how many times I wipe. I could go through 2 rolls of toilet paper. Still poo. But I gotta carry on with my day. I do not have the time to spend 3 hours shitting and wiping. You know when you go back to the bathroom, like an hour after you've taken a shit, to re-wipe?
Yes.
That's a common occurrence for me.
See, this broke you a little bit. You're enjoying it.
God, he's speaking my... I've been talking about this phenomenon for my whole life.
I know,
and finally to see somebody... acknowledge it and bring it to the forefront, it's like a relief,
right? And then I got that, God. And that transitioned you into something else I think you'll like.
Greetings. How many times do you poo? Once a week? Maybe 2-3 times? Maybe 4? Maybe you should be pooing some more. I go a few times a day. Many years it has been this way, but everyone is different, so they say ask yourself these questions. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah,
it's a poo rap.
It's a poo reggae guy. Yeah.
The poo raps. I like that.
Yeah? See, you're in a better mood now. Now you're liking it.
You go. I like that. That was much better. Every day. 2-3 times a day.
You're feeling better now?
How many times have you been browning? A lot. How's your butthole?
Yeah.
Watch for waspies.
Well,
why aspis? Have you been browning a lot?
I've been browning, yeah. I mean, no, normal, like twice a day. Normally twice a day. Not the healthiest.
It's still sloppy.
It's not great. Sometimes I luck out. I don't know. I'm traveling a lot in different places every fucking day, you know?
Different,
you know? How about a dad boner? You want to see a dad boner? Would that chill you up?
I love a dad boner.
Okay, here you go.
Here we are on Joker's Jinx, and we are about to launch! Oh! These premier launchers are always awesome. Here we go through the spaghetti bowl, guys. Woo! Oh! There's the ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-lingies. Oh!
So happy.
So happy.
See, now you feel better?
This way. Yeah, I like this guy. When's the last time you went on a roller coaster like
that? When was the last time you felt that happy about anything? Is there anything that gets you when Bauhaus announces a new show?
Yep. And then I'm like, I get the tickets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seeing Bauhaus live does this for me. You know what? Being out on your Sea-Doo is pretty exciting.
I do enjoy that. But you haven't, have you gone out?
Just with you, remember?
That's one time.
Before I broke my ankle.
Yeah, one time.
That was fun.
You got it.
That made me feel alive. Inside.
We got to do it again.
Look how pale I am. I've been indoors for 5 weeks.
Well, you're almost done.
I know. I'm really pasty, huh?
No, you look great. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, Gene. Well, I got sickle cell here. We're going to do a little more palmcasting. And then, I'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Gene.
I can't wait. I'm going to give you some pink eye. I love you.
Love you too. And I will see you. I'll see you tomorrow. I think maybe in the afternoon. I'm not sure what time I come home.
Okay, text me what time you land, Gene.
I will.
Okay, I love you. Bye, guys.
Bye, Gene.
Hey, Mommy.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And we're happy to welcome back to the program the host of The Honeydew, which you can listen to every Monday, watch every Tuesday over at Ryan Sickler's YouTube channel. It is the one and only, the great Ryan Sickler.
What's up there, Chomo?
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm good. What's up, Chomo? I'm good, man. I'm good. Fucking Chomo. First time I heard that term, I had to look it up. I was like, what's a Chomo? Because I kept hearing it. I'm going to turn my headphones up. On all those prison shows. And
yeah.
Like, oh, Chomo. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Chomo, yeah.
It. All right.
Yeah. And it's like, it is the worst thing you can be called.
It's the worst thing you can be called. But also, there's this parallel I find. I was just had this conversation yesterday with this guy, like, in our business, in post-production, there are people who can produce and edit.
Yeah.
And they call them predators.
That's true.
And they'll say, I'm a predator. I'm like, why would you fucking go? No, listen, you take the long road on this one.
Yeah.
You produce and edit.
Yeah. Yes.
You take the long road
but
on that.
But in L.A., it's a very common
thing. I'm a predator. Yeah. You're like, well, but here you're like, well.
And therefore, I want you to pay me more.
You produce, edit, and assault women? Is that what you're trying to do a hat trick?
I need overtime because I'm a predator. Give me some bonuses, man. Yeah, I just actually, this guy must be getting bullied by it. I don't know if he is a chomo or what, but I saw this was, I haven't seen
it. I'm not getting off social media, so quit telling me that. You're making me mad. Stop telling me to get off social media and quit calling me a chomo. I'm going to get you.
That's
I'll find
what a chomo
you. You're not
going
to make my life miserable. Now stop doing this to me.
Stop doing this to me.
Hitting his own camera.
I'm not a chomo.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't. That's not going to lead to anything productive.
But call me a chomo.
Oh, shit.
What an introduction, I tell you. I'm always happy to be back here at Wyoming, man. That's how it kicks off.
That's how it kicks off. They called me a child molester.
Man, I got dressed up for this. I could have looked like anything to be called a child.
But call me a chomo.
Brush my hair and put on a nice hoodie. it's good to be back.
Good to be back.
I'm sorry for your misfortune, Christine. I am, but I do appreciate you all. Let me come back and sit in the seat and co-host with you here.
Oh, yeah. What do you say
or
about that?
Or be a guest or whatever. What do you say?
Hey, Christine.
I got to tell you, those glasses make your eyes pop, Christina.
Yeah. You look great.
You do look great. Always changing your shirts out and shit.
Yeah.
Keep it up stylish. You look good, girl.
You never wear the same shirt twice.
Ever.
That's really cool.
You look good.
Yeah.
Hair is on point.
Got
that Jennifer Aniston cut right there. You look good, Christina.
Yeah, you look good.
Let me put my tongue in your ass.
What is it? We're 3 minutes in.
We going to use your booty.
Let me put my tongue in your ass as the segue out of the Christina doll.
Oh, man.
I needed this. I ain't going to lie. I had an argument this morning with an entire construction crew, bro.
You did?
You know the crew behind me that's building that condo unit? It's fucking, I didn't realize it was a dozen of them up there. I thought I was just yelling at two or three of them until I heard ka-ka over here, and I was like, oh, shit, there's a gang of them over here. They got nail guns and shit.
How close are they to you when you're yelling this?
They're like 20 yards behind us, and they block our driveway. I've been taking Stella to camp and school, and they always get me late. Now, I don't say shit. I patiently wait, but this time, Ev and I are trying to leave. This guy's got this fucking forklift up here. And he's telling us it's going to be 2 minutes. And we wait. And then next thing you know, it's 15 fucking minutes. We're like, what the fuck's going on? So we both get out and start yelling. And this dude, there's one dude in this like little, you know, those popular straw summer hats guys like to wear. Like,
especially the guys that are working outdoors a lot.
Yeah, those guys. And he's on the roof of the fucking thing. And he's just looking down at me the whole time staring. Because finally after yelling, I'm like, no, man, you don't get to block the fucking driveway.
Yeah.
That's when I hear his backup over here. I was like, fuck, didn't look back there, you know. And they're like, they're telling the guy, just move the fucking thing. Just move it. Let him get out. But the dude keeps mad dogging, just staring down straight at me. So I fucking threw the car door open and I look at him. He goes, we're doing it. And I go, yeah, you are doing it. And you're fucking staring at me. He's like, what are you doing? I go, I'm staring at you like you're staring at me, motherfucker. And he spit, and I spit, and I just kept stared at him.
Spit?
Stared at him, yeah.
Damn.
And then coming here, they started the thing up again. And I'm trying to drive out, and the dude is halfway out, and he just makes eye contact. They got a whole part of fence, fence, actual fucking fence laying in the driveway, and I have to drive over. We've already had two fucking flat tires, neighbors flat tires, so I just one of those stare downs. It was straight up, and I was like, this
heart racing?
No. I welcome that. And I pull up, and he just stares at me. So I stopped, and I just stared. And I stared until he looked away.
And you welcome that?
Yeah. That today I did that. Oh, okay. I don't always.
I was gonna say, if it was always, no, that's definitely a trait of psychopathy.
No, yeah. I don't pull up next to people at stoplights, but I dare you to look at me, motherfucker.
That's a real crazy thing.
No.
Super
But this
aggressive.
Guy was yelling and being a dick. So today he looked at me, and I was like, you want to give me some? I'll give you some. And then I pull out and I see my neighbor, and I'm pointing to the guy at the top again. He starts looking, so I just start pointing up to him. I'm just going, this motherfucker right here. This motherfucker. So I came here.
Yeah. Fired up.
And y'all hit me up with the chomo, a little bit of chomo? Tongue in your ass. Yeah. I feel good. Goddamn. Yes, that makes me relax.
Well, this will make you feel good too, okay?
I just want to let all y'all know out there, watch for waspies. And then you look like me.
Hey, I don't think the wasp
but
the only reason
hot
you look
today,
like that.
So make sure you drink water. Have a good one.
The waspses.
Waspses.
Watch for waspses.
Who the fuck says that? It's wasps, dude. Everybody knows that. Literally never met anybody who didn't say wasps. Waspuses.
Are you allergic to bees or anything like that?
No, I've been stung by them, and I've been stung by waspuses.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I've been teaching my daughter about them because she's been hit by the honeybees.
Yeah.
But my her brother got a waspuses.
Really?
Yeah, got them good. And I was like,
they're
man,
motherfuckers, man.
They are. Growing up, we had mud wasps. Did you get those on the East Coast? They build like a little tunnel of mud on the side of your house, and they just fly in those motherfuckers. They're beasts. We had the yellow jackets,
yeah.
Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. And I remember one
Some
time.
Some of those will make like cause like crazy reactions, man.
Fuck yeah. One time when my mom, you're still her favorite comedian.
That's awesome.
Back when she's going to love hearing this. Back when she was cheating on my dad, she would take us to this old dude's house and make us play outside. And one day my brothers and I, the three of us, were in this little stream and we're picking up rocks, trying to get, we called them crayfish back then, before I learned crawfish, but we called them crayfish up there. So we're crayfishing, crawfishing, and there's this tree that had been struck by lightning, and it's cracked, and it's now in an A shape, and it's over the little stream.
Yeah.
So we walk under it, and we just hear, and we're like, fuck. My brother got hit like 20 sometimes. I was in the teens. My little brother's in the double digits. They fucked. It was one of those big ass.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? That like paper mache cone or whatever the fuck that thing is.
Oh yeah, yeah. I walked up one time to our house in Florida, and there was a waspuses nest.
I can't even say wasp. It's waspuses.
Is that what he says? I can't even mimic it. It's so dumb.
Watch for waspuses.
Waspuses.
There were waspuses. Waspuses there. And man, I got stung like 6-7 times in the arm, and I was pulling them out.
Oh,
they'd stay in your arm, pull them out,
just humping on you and shit.
Yeah,
you motherfucker.
They're aggressive. They're actually predators.
Yeah,
they can produce and edit.
Predator bees. Yeah, they produce, edit, and salt people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Yeah,
great bee, man.
So you're saying, because I was telling you that Ellis is that kid that just walks up and grabs fucking frogs and shit.
Yeah,
he brought one in the house. It's like his pet now.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid, there's always that one kid. I'm like, that's my kid now? Like, but you said that was your brother,
that's
Derek.
My brother, Derek. Yeah, no doubt. Like, I didn't mind. I was the frogs. I was salamanders, lightning bugs, worm, whatever. I didn't give a fuck about any of that. But lizards, we always had chameleons or iguanas. But my brother was into snakes. That was the one that he didn't fear at all.
That's crazy when people don't fear snakes
at all. And I didn't care.
I've
how
seen
big.
That people just grab them. You're like, oh my God.
There's a video of a guy in the U.S. military that just fucking in front of everyone grabs a cobra, like real slow, goes up and snatches it. I'm like, no,
nope.
But the reason,
big no.
I don't think. Like, I remember when that weird reptile guy would come to elementary school. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That just weird dude drove in a van with, like, a van full of reptiles.
Yeah, he had reptiles, and then he also had, like, a rabbit or something.
A turtle, a cockatoo, an iguana. Like, mm-hmm. This dude just rolling around. And my brother was into it. I wouldn't mind walking by and touching a snake, but he would catch these wild little black snakes in our yard, and then he would put them in a terrarium mm-hmm. and keep them in the house. And he'd get them out and let them wrap around the arm and everything. And we'd go get baby mice and feed them. And I loved watching. You know, I liked being there. I didn't like handling or any of that shit. So this one time, like, my brother buys this little baby mouse, and it kills it, but it doesn't eat it. And he's like, well, I'm not wasting my grass cutting money. So he tied a piece of fishing string to the tail and starts dancing it, and it bites it and it eats it. And then my brother goes to reach in the cage, and the snake bites him. And my eyes are like your eyes. I'm like, oh my God, it just bit you. And he doesn't look at the bite. This is burned in my memory. He doesn't even look at his hand. He just looks at the snake, and he's rubbing his hand. He's like, yeah, it did. And I was like, this crazy motherfucker right here. Nope. I knew at that moment shit was like, not good with him and animals.
And then you're just like, we're not the same either.
No, we're not. We are not cut from the... How do we come out of the same pussy? Oh. You know what I mean? We are not the same.
No way.
So, like, I don't know, a couple months later, it's my turn to cut the grass. You got to alternate, but... Cutting the grass was the greatest because we had a snapper riding mower, and that was early driving. You know what I mean?
That was the best.
You didn't get
riding a mower,
doing wheelies.
I wanted to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm in like, I don't know, 10th grade. It's summer. I've got my shirt off. We've got a square backyard. I'm going around, and about 3-4 houses up, I can see backyards the whole way. Our buddy Jeff Wagner lives there. And I see my brother and him taking a broom, and they're standing way back, and they're whipping this pine tree. And I'm like, there's definitely – and they got a trash can. I'm like, there's definitely a snake in there, and they're trying to get it in the trash can. I don't see him again. Maybe half hour later, they walk out on our deck, which is like right up here. And I'm going under it. I've got the old school headphones and cassette going, listening to Metallica or something. And my brother's holding this like 6-foot fucking black snake. And I'm like, don't do it, Dick. Don't fucking do it. And he's just standing there. And then I go back to cutting. A few minutes later, I come up under the deck again. Tom, I felt this motherfucking thing slap across the back of my neck. It hit me, and I look over, and there's a snake face right here. I said, ah! And I grabbed it by the neck. It's the only time I've ever grabbed a snake by the neck. I threw it on the fucking ground, and then I put that goddamn blade down. He's like, don't do it, Dick. And he's running around. I ran over that motherfucking snake, cut it into 100 pieces. Then took the bag catcher off and dumped it out in the yard. I go, here's your fucking snake. He's like, you're a fucking dick. Dude, he loved it. One time he had one, and it got loose in the house, and no one knew where the fuck this thing was. And it was loose for a week, right? I'm not even kidding. We had a deep freeze where we would keep, like, you know, frozen steak deer. We kept our crab baits, all that shit in there. And one day this fucking maintenance guy comes in. And you hear a grown man, we're upstairs playing video games. You just gotta go, oh! And my brother immediately, he goes, my snake. And he ran down and got it. It was his fucking snake. Dude, one time, I'm telling you, my brother's sick. We take my mom takes my little brother to the pediatrician, okay? And she tells me and my brother, don't fucking come in. You two sit out here in the car. So I'm sitting out in the car with him.
With Derek?
Yeah. And he reaches into his little, like, hoodie pocket and pulls out a fucking... It's like a little garter snake. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where'd you fucking... We've been in the car for 20 minutes. Where'd you get it? He's like, it was in the bush out front. I mean, you just grabbed it on the way into the car to the doctor. He goes, yeah.
Fuck,
I'm like,
that,
dude. You're fucked up,
man. That's a whole segment of the population. There's a percentage of guys that are totally into that.
Have I never told you his woodpecker story? You've got your woodpecker story, yeah. Dude. He's got... He shot this fucking woodpecker with a BB gun, but it was a little woodpecker. It wasn't endangered species, but it's a little woodpecker out in our backyard, okay?
Yeah.
And we go down. He's like, I think I got it. I'm like, I don't think you got that fucking thing. We walk down, and it's this little woodpecker laying there, and it's cute, too. I'm not even going to lie. It's cute. I'm like, oh, you got that fucking woodpecker? And my brother's like, I got it, and he picks it up, and that woodpecker shook its head like that. I said, and it fucking lit his hand up. I swear to God. My brother threw it fucking down. He shot it, and then he tied a string around it and hung it in a tree to send a message. All the other woodpeckers in the woods, I guess. And we went down the next morning to get it, and there were fox prints all under that fox. To this day, there's some fox out there. It's like, I'm telling you, it was hanging in a tree. Like, nobody... They do that, man. Okay. The other fox is like, no, he's bummed. He killed himself.
Just hanging
man.
In the woods, hanging in a tree by a string. Okay. Committed suicide.
Dude, yeah, the kid that's cool with the reptiles no, is different. And that's my son.
He's cool with all of them?
I mean, he loves snakes. He's always like, I read him snake books. He watches snake videos. He also, for a while now, he's like, I watch a snake video. First of all, he calls me Tom. I don't know if you know that.
Nah.
Right? He's like, what's up, Tom? Yeah.
He calls me Tom.
He's like, good morning, Tom. I'm like, I'm your fucking dad. He's like, all right, Tom. But he's like, hey, Tom, I want to watch a snake video. And I thought at first that he wanted to watch just like a, you know, the video of a snake moving in the bushes.
Yeah, sure, on the sand.
He wants to watch it hunt and eat.
Like and what? Like goats? And like he anything.
He's like, when it kills the pig and it's like strangling animals and then, eating it. He's like, let's watch that again. I'm like, you want to see that again? When that rabbit like goes, he's like, yeah, let's watch that again.
Yeah, man, rewind it.
Pause rewind right that. There. Let me see that again. Favorite shit to watch.
Yeah, you got to watch out for his.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a problem. Speaking of construction, I tried to watch this earlier and I didn't get through it. But there's a guy. This is in I think in London, maybe or somewhere in Britain. And he's fighting with construction workers. So it's
for real?
It's, yeah. Oh,
here
yeah.
we go.
And I didn't get through it. So here it is.
All right, the building, a large building here. And here you can see the central foundations, the emergency staircase.
He just
shaft,
likes this shit, I
concrete.
Guess.
Always nice to see. Hello, mate. How are you? Right. I'm just getting a shot of that from my YouTube channel of the construction.
You make it quick.
Why? Why make it quick? Why are you telling me what to do? What do you mean I'm not allowed to do it?
In there, tell your friends what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you. I said, it's a construction site. You haven't got the right to be using your cameras to film it. You can be a criminal. I don't know who you are.
Why are you calling me a criminal?
Because you have got a camera. You're recording a construction site.
Is it because I'm an Arab you're calling me a criminal? Are you being racist?
Really? I'm black.
Either you're going to let me do what I'm doing,
no,
or
I'm
you're
going to do it. You
or you're going to try and stop me, or
I'm
you're going to try
gonna
and stop
face.
Me.
You back off then, because you might be a criminal. I don't know who you are. That's it. I'm telling you now.
My name's Charlie. I'm an Arab.
I don't care. You might be anybody.
Charlie the Arab.
I don't care.
Charlie the Arab.
I don't care. So dude. I don't know you. You've got no ID with you. You're recording a construction site. They've got tools here, power tools and everything. You might be coming here tonight to steal. Who knows?
I'm not a gypsy. I'm not going to steal the stuff, man.
Thank God he's not racist.
Yeah.
Anyway, shake my hand on video.
I won't.
Shake it.
You've missed that
Don't
part.
Leave me hanging.
You've missed that part already.
Don't humiliate me even more, man. Come on.
No, you've missed that part
my
already.
My name's Charlie. You know my
yeah,
name.
You've missed that part already.
You're David the Black Man or something. Come on.
Whatever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, this is taking a turn.
You know, hey, it ain't how you start. It's how you finish, buddy.
Shut up, you with the colorful hair. Shut up. Shut. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. 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 Let's deal with this guy. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, let's run over here real quick.
What's wrong with you, mate?
Hey, you want? Let him fucking work.
What's it got? Do you even know what happened there?
I don't give a fuck. Let the guy work.
Why are you siding with him and not me? Is it because I'm Arab and he's black?
What?
He just keeps throwing it in.
Yeah.
Why have you got weird colored hair?
Because I want to.
What's wrong with your natural hair, dude? Well, I want to have fun with construction guys, so what the fuck's your problem?
He doesn't need to have fun with. He's got a fucking job to do. So let him
Did
do
you think
job.
That big construction guy was in any worry that he needed some sort of weird, hyper-lefty, bloody poison dart frog coloration poison boy to tell me to fuck off?
Did I tell you to fuck off?
Yes.
I never use those words. You're putting words in my mouth now.
Anyway. You're going falsetto because you're panicking. Can I ask you a question? Are you a homosexual?
I'm a pansexual, if you need to know.
So do you have sex with boys?
Huh?
Do you have sex with boys? Sorry, men. Do you have sex with males?
Yeah?
Yeah, it shows. Bye. See ya.
Cool. Brilliant.
This was really cool.
Dude, this guy's channel is just filled with videos like this.
Oh, just confrontation? Mm-hmm. But isn't it interesting that it feels like much more, I don't know, almost like pleasant confrontation? Like, it doesn't feel like as aggressive as American confrontation.
Right, like he's no Fed smoker or anything.
No.
but I wouldn't like this.
I wouldn't like this, but he's like asking questions. Let me ask you something. Like, his version of bullying is like, you answer this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, It's a different version of bullying. He's not like, hey, fuck you, bitch, like what you hear here, you know? It's just like, I don't know, man. He's cool. Sorry.
But everyone seemed to be also. This guy wasn't even
flexing. No, he's not. He's not heated.
A lot of, you know,
he's like, let him do his fucking job.
That, yeah, if you got that on the streets out here, they're fighting back. They're not just walking play.
No, no one here is going to be
I like the fuck guys.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be like, don't mind your fucking business. Fuck guys. Yeah. You know, I eat ass. What was it? I know a couple chomos, bro.
Let me put my tongue in your ass.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
And I want your feet, too.
But call me a chomo.
All right. Fuck, that was great.
Tom, order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Oh, I haven't shown you any of these. We found some really good, what are they? Last few weeks. Horrible. Oh, yeah. Like these kind of things. Like, check this out. This dude.
Oh, God, help me.
This dude's taking a piss.
Oh, man.
Look at this. He goes to take a piss on this.
Oh, what?
On this, like, pole right here.
No. No. He's definitely dead. He is definitely dead. He is dead.
I thought so too, but Nadal
there's
said,
no way he survived.
He's gone. Where
he
is he?
Listen, he is. His that electricity went right through. It started in his dick hole. Yeah. It started in his dick hole, and then. Probably went out his asshole and every other fucking hole he had and shoved him back. It lifted him and shoved him back.
It did. It did.
I'll tell you what, you'll never come that hard. orgasms, everything's ruined for this fucking
I don't know how, Nadav, how you say he's alive?
Do some research.
Nah, they're just lying. They're lying.
Right, Zolo?
They're alive.
For sure he's alive?
Mm-hmm. I want to see that guy
straight into a hospital room.
I want to see his dick and balls. No, I want to see his dick and balls.
They look different now.
Yeah, they definitely
for sure.
Look different.
I mean, that is a.
And what are you doing? This. What are you hiding?
Right on a power line.
But you're
right?
Not even hiding from anything no. there. Like, what are you? You came out. Oh, you don't even see him leave. It's like, bah!
Back to the Future.
Nah, ninja. Yeah. He might. Yeah, he might be in 1986 yeah. right now.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! No, no, I'm not okay.
She said, "Are you okay, that lady?"
Call an ambulance. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Just hit her in the front yard. It's a fire pit. Are you okay?
And look how they drove right up on the yard,
right across the sidewalk, and everything. Oh. And you all right?
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. I definitely purposely hit you.
Listen, that happened to us one time.
What?
We didn't hit a woman. Well, my mom did. I told you that story, right? My mom ran over a kid.
No.
It wasn't her fault, though.
Really?
It really wasn't. I mean, it was because you're the driver, but it wasn't. But we were in her Ford Escort. It was this beige Ford Escort. It's her girlfriend, me, that lady's son, my twin brother, and then her youngest and our little brother, all in this
packed.
Car. Packed.
Just like a station wagon, like old school?
It's all a Ford Escort, regular.
Okay. Oh, Escort, okay.
And we're going to Hanover, Pennsylvania, because that's where the outlets were back in the day. And we're driving through, and we're going west. And this little boy comes out of this laundromat. His mom sends him over to get, like, cigarettes and her lottery tickets or whatever. And he looks west. He looks the direction we're heading and never swivels his head toward us. And my mom ran his ass. He stepped out the street. He went right under the tires. We're like, gah, gah, gah. And we're looking out the back like, you just hit that kid. He's crawling back to the sidewalk.
Did she stop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The police came around. His mom started yelling at him because she saw all of it. She's like, you did not cross the street properly. Okay. Everyone's all shook up. Man, we hit a kid. For
holy
real, though.
Shit.
But in high school, Eric, yeah. who we hung out with yeah. in Virginia.
Had to go to that meeting that morning.
He had a... he had he hung out with us in Richmond and had some
what are you doing?
Super important meeting. And I said, I slept in bed with him to wake him up. That's how, what kind of friend I am. And I was like, get up, dude. You got to go to your meeting. Okay, man. And then I like 10 o'clock, I'm coming out to meet you. And this motherfucker is asleep in a chair and like at the front door of my room. He never made it out.
He never left.
He was tying his shoes and passed out. But that dude, he wanted to see if his girlfriend, who he's married to still, was cheating on him back in the day because she was babysitting and it was raining. He had a Caprice Classic station wagon and he's driving. There's three up front, three in the back, and two in all the way. There's eight of us. And he's like, let's go turf some yards on the way to... Did you ever do that shit? Just pull into somebody's grass and just fucking all
no,
up?
No.
And we used to, we called it turfing.
Turfing.
Yeah, we used I to like turf. It. So he's like, let's go turf some yards on the way. And it just started raining. So the road's extra
such
slick.
A dick move.
Yeah, it's a dick move. And we're driving just a neighborhood like that. See, there's no curves or you just pull in your yard. Yeah, you're just fucking it up. It's so stupid. But he starts to head for this yard, and I'm behind him. Okay, I'm in the seat behind the driver's seat, and I'm thinking, man, we're barreling into it. He's going to fuck this yard up. And then I realize we're sliding, hydroplaning off the road, and this house is on a bend, and it's been hit by cars that have slid off the road. So they have this monster boulder that sort of slows you down, and we are humming now, and we can't stop. We hit the fucking boulder. We go over top. It punctures the transmission pan, and I can't get out. And he's trying to get out of there, but we're stuck, and we can't go anywhere. We're fucked. And this lady comes out the front door, and she's like, I know. I see you, motherfucker. I'm calling the police. So she calls the police, and we're trying to get out. I can't get out because the rock's against my door now, so we all barrel out. And I'm like, it's a good thing you didn't leave, bro. License plate fell off the car. It's in the grass. I'm like, look, we just got to suck this up. Just say you lost control.
Yeah.
She comes out and she's like, the police are on their way. And he's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. I lost control. And she goes, I swear to God. She goes, Eric, is that you? He goes, yeah, who's that? She goes, I'm Mrs. Gilfish. You play with my son in Little League Baseball. He goes, it is. She goes, God damn it. She calls the police back, cancels it. And then he just had to go over there and like fix their whole fucking yard.
Wow.
Yeah. He ended up knowing.
So
the
she knew.
Lady.
He knew.
She recognized it.
Holy
yeah.
shit,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, we did that. That's, but I hit a lady.
His meeting is the thing is one of my favorite things of that whole tour.
He had to go.
His I was hanging
said,
out with him. He was.
Yeah,
we were all
wife
fucked
was
up.
Like, Eric, you have to be at that
meeting.
At
I remember
7 a.m. You can't miss that fucking meeting.
Because she left us telling yes. all of us that
Make
he's
sure
got to go
he
to that
goes.
Meeting.
And I was like, I got a king size bed. I'm gonna lay in bed with him and wake him up.
Yep.
And I did. And he got up.
Yeah.
He got up, and so did I a few hours later, and showered, got ready to go meet you, and I was about to walk out the door. I'm like,
he's like,
what the fuck are you doing here? He's like, huh? I go, you never, what happened? He's like, oh, I passed out. I go, you missed your meeting? He's like, yeah, I missed it. Tying his shoes. He was close. Oh, bro. That's a wrap on that. That's a wrap on looking left and right for the rest of your life. Play that one again, dude. Play that one again. That's
he's like, hey,
shit I can
tape
watch.
This.
He's like, watch I this. Got, watch this shit. Just... Oh, man, a lot. Jesus Christ. First of all,
It's a narrow fucking. Why would you even try that in that narrow thing?
That's the worst place you
can
do that.
It's the worst place to do
that. He's like, I can flip. You want to see some shit?
Watch this shit. Where did he think he was going to? Did he think he was going to flip up and come like down like a pin?
He thought. I think he thought he was going to do a full fucking flip.
To the other side of that thing. It's so small. Look at it.
Check. You ready?
All right, pack your shit, Dad. Just ruined the vacation. That's it, right? That vacation's over.
Over. Dad's in the hospital. Oh, shit.
With one of those neck braces, too, that comes down right here. You know what I mean? Like,
Hey, he's like, hey, man. See this?
No! Look at her leg.
They lived. They lived. They lived both.
There's two people in there?
Yeah.
Play that again. I only see this lady here.
Yeah, this is in Russia, but they both lived.
Oh! That's a tear. I have fears about shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When we did that, when we were in this Vegas festival a few years ago, they had a really nice hotel and everything for us, this VIP whole, I think it was like a Real World house or something. It was badass, but it had this little balcony on it, and there were like eight people out on it, and it's way up, and I stepped out there, and I went right back in. I was like, guys, I just feel like this thing could just go poop,
and
that's
it sure
it.
Can
that's it
it can
and it can yeah.
Yep, it
yeah.
Definitely can, man.
People are like, look at the view. I'm like, I'll do it from behind this glass.
This one might
right
be
here.
My favorite one right here.
No.
Both knees.
That's a double buckle right there.
His hips are fucked, yeah. Too.
Everything. Oh, man. Listen, bones didn't come out. Let me see that again.
I texted that video to my surgeon. I said, what do you think of this? And he goes, oh, God. And I said, what's he going to need? He goes, all the terrible things.
Everything. He's going to need it. He needs a new body.
Oh, man.
Man.
He jumps from the roof in rain boots. He's wearing fucking rain boots.
What is he dressed as? Like a crow? What
I don't know, man. You know that stuff. He told him, just roll camera, check this shit out. Same thing.
Wait till I get up there.
Wait till I get up there. Check this out.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Ready?
Oh, God. His head touched the ground, dude. They're laughing. Look.
He's done, dude. He's done.
He don't even hear him laugh. There's just some ringing going on.
Oh, check out this motherfucker.
Dude, I can't.
Just slow down real slow.
Oh!
He's drowning right now.
I'll tell you what, if that's shit water, I'll be like, good for you. Bro, you're done, man. I'm not jumping in there and dying.
He slowed down to jump.
No, he did.
You can't stutter. Like, run.
No, man, you got to keep going, bro. Pull out.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. You like pro wrestling, man?
Yeah.
There's some amateur shit you should see.
Marcus Everett all the way up. Oh, my God.
There is no. Oh, he missed. This guy rolls off like he got hit.
Yeah. Gotta keep it going.
Hey, man, I'm a yes and this. He ever dropped the hole.
I mean, how far is that?
Well, I thought that was a basketball. That's at least 12, 15 feet up on the wall. Yeah. And then pushed out way fucking, I don't know, that's another 30 feet off that wall, maybe more. This motherfucker, these people. That's someone's dream right there.
Right there.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm chasing it.
Yeah, man. How come you don't do it anymore?
Well,
I missed a jump one time.
Overshot.
Shattered my elbow and my shoulder, my collarbone. Oh, fuck.
It's almost the same position you were in. Look.
Almost.
If you had an arm bent
backwards. I know. He ain't ready for that basketball life, though.
No, he
is. Stick to wrestling,
ready.
Bro.
Stick to that, dude. Stick to
you
that.
Ain't ready for balling.
Guess who ain't calling? Professional wrestling.
Oh, fuck. God damn, that made me laugh.
Oh. Can we talk about how I embarrassed myself at your party?
That was so... It wasn't my party. We went to a party together.
Yeah, you invited me.
Yeah, and we went to a party, and at one point, I was asked to open a bottle of wine.
It was a really kick-ass party.
It was
too.
Fun. Like, it was
like,
cool.
Come out. We haven't hung out in a while without comedy, which
right.
I started to think about it, like probably just coming over to your house is one of the last times.
So we go, and there's like it's a group of people. I only know a couple of them, but everyone there is really nice. And it's this backyard party, right? And
they're showing King of Kong.
Yeah,
it's
a movie
theme.
Outside, and there's
it's
like,
awesome.
It's cool.
Awesome,
yeah. Like food.
So we Uber up.
There's like posters painted of it, right? And we meet out front. We talk for a little bit. I was going to this party, and we hang out. We're having a good time, and like the movie started. People are watching it. People get up, you know, get food and stuff. I go over to the table one time and, host like, says, oh, yeah, open this bottle of wine. And I go, okay. So I go to open the bottle of wine and it's kind of a rickety, you know, wine opener, but I feel like I got it. And I push those two arms down on the outside and pull up and I just pulled half of it out, half the cork, it tore. And I was like, ah, fuck. So now I'm like, what do I do? And then I go, well, I guess the only thing to do is push the cork in, right? Because there's no way to, I try to remove it. It's the only way to like salvage any of it. Now what you're supposed to do is then pour that wine into another, bottle or something to hold it, but with like a net apparatus to filter everything. But I'm not doing all that at a party, so...
At a fancy party. Like, this house was bomb.
It was nice. Yeah, it was cool.
Like, these people have the kind of money where I was like, how'd you find this house? Like, oh, we were building one a mansion down the hill, and we took a walk by and thought, we like this one, too.
Yeah.
I go, what's this property over here? She goes, oh, it's just a house and a big yard. We don't know what to do with it. I'm
could I
rent it?
Yeah.
Could I rent it? Like, what do you mean? I know what to do with it.
Those people right there that are at the party, we own where they live, too.
Yeah.
They live over there.
And they were like, what, 6 Jeopardy winners there?
Yeah.
Someone that had won millions of dollars.
It was, crazy.
It was
cool.
High end.
So, anyways, I jam the rest of the cork into the bottle.
We're there.
And then I pour, pour a glass. And then I'm like, Ryan, you want a glass of wine? He's like, yeah.
Says nothing.
Give him a glass of wine. And then I see him later. He's like, and then the best is that you think that it's just fancy wine.
I thought it was rich people shit. I thought, you know what? There's no way. Tom's giving me wine with cork in it.
Yeah.
You know, this is fancy shit. And look, you know me. I try to keep a small footprint. Like when you said that you wanted to, I could go on tour with you. I was like, let me get TSA pre-check. Let me get clear. I just want to be there. I want to be, I don't want to be disruptive. I want to blend into everything. So I'm trying to be like, you know, we're at this fancy shit. And I'm thinking like, oh, that's my, I'm like, what the fuck is it? But I would have known if my taste
shit's
was
all in my teeth.
I'm chewing it a little bit. Like, I think this is fermented berries.
This is highfalutin.
I thought
wine.
It was fermented like honeydew or fruit or something. I'm biting it a little bit,
and
but
you're like,
I can't
so
taste.
What is this? What
I can't taste. I'm like, but I'm also right next to the food table, fresh off a pandemic, and I'm just going. So later we're leaving, and I'm like, hey man, what the fuck was in that wine? And Tom's like, oh man, I put the cork in it. And I'm like, god damn it. I'm over there fucking spitting.
Thinking then this is what the elite drink.
I really thought it was some rich people shit I had never had before.
It's just cork.
That's humiliating. I really thought it was some fancy shit. It's cork. I've had plenty of cork.
I ruined that bottle of wine.
Fuck that wine.
It was a good bottle. Too.
There are people probably all around that party going.
Man, this fancy shit's good.
I'm digging it out of my teeth with my tongue. Like, this is good wine, right? I think I got a seed from fresh fruit locked in there. You ever get one of those seeds locked right in your tooth?
Huh. Huh. Hmm. Well, this wine is fucking good. Where you get this wine, man?
Is this sangria?
Is that fruit? Am I eating fruit?
what kind of fruit did y'all have in that wine earlier? That lady be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Asshole, we didn't have any fruit.
No fruit, bro. Oh, fuck.
God damn.
Oh, that's so funny. So funny. This dude, I haven't seen this, but apparently there's a flat earther who has a pretty good take on it, you know, on why we should believe. Is that what I'm looking at? Is that what he does? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to show this globe and its theory that it goes around the sun. We're going to use the light here in my living room as the sun. Okay. So here's the North Pole.
So far we're following.
And we're spinning 365 times before we go around the sun once.
Okay.
And meanwhile, as you can see, the North Pole, where's that supposed to go? Is that supposed to change every time you go around over here? And if so, how come the North Star is the same position every night?
So far, it's really good.
I don't know. I got lost right after the sun. The 365, I'm like, uh-huh. And then right when he took this literal, this physical turn here is when he lost me.
Spinning, going around the sun. And this point here is supposed to be on to the Polaris, wherever that is. Where's that at? Is it flip-flop like this? No, of course not. It says right here on the bottom of the globe.
That you bought.
It says globes are not meant for educational purposes. But only for decorative purposes. Most people are taught from the globe. That's why everybody believes it.
I mean, are you not convinced?
Now I am.
Yeah.
Now I am, yeah. Once it said, I never knew there was a sticker that said globes weren't for educational purposes. Once I saw that, I shattered the whole conspiracy for me.
My whole world just changed right now. Yeah. I felt the same thing.
What if it's not flat? I mean, round, though. But what if it's also not flat? What if it's like fucking triangle?
I mean, it'd be cool.
Like, what? Yeah, if it was.
It'd be cool if
everybody was.
If we didn't. I know somebody who believes that, and I go, what about.
Believes the flat Earth?
Yeah. Or, and it's definitely not round. And I'm like, what about all the NASA images? And he's like, you believe that shit? I'm like, well, I mean, they're constantly sending.
They've had photos from, since the 60s.
He's like, man, it's all bullshit. Like, so NASA, he's like, that's all bullshit. All the photos, all to fuck with you. Okay. Pretty cool, man.
Entire space program full of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Space bullshit.
But what's the benefit of me believing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the conspiracy? Now that I believe it's round, then what?
Yep. Exactly. Like, and you know, like, what? You're right. Like,
well,
it is,
you're a fucking
flat.
Idiot.
It is flat.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. All right. Now what?
Now what?
Now what? That's it, man.
And then, my favorite one for, I've had somebody go, how come you don't see the fucking, I look out, I don't see no round.
Yeah.
I see straight.
It's
I see
straight.
Flat.
It's flat.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that's realistic. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yep. You can't figure that out.
This is also real.
안녕하세요, 저는 지민입니다. Hey guys, I'm finally Korean. I've transitioned. I'm so, so happy I've completed my look. I'm finally Korean, guys. I have the eyes. Just had a brow lift as well. So I'm so happy. Finally, I've been trapped in the wrong body for 8 years. And that's the worst feeling in the world when you're trapped and you don't feel like you can be yourself. But finally, I'm Korean. I can be myself. And I'm so, so happy.
Like, you know me, dude. I support everybody's wishes here, but I gotta say this.
Yeah,
you're still in that body.
Yeah,
you did. All you did was change the way the body looks.
Yeah,
you're still trapped. If the problem was being trapped in that body,
you're still there.
You're still in it.
Yeah,
yeah. You're just Korean in it. Yeah.
And you're also definitely not Korean now.
Not even close to Korea, though. I don't know. This is, is there a before of this person?
I don't think we have a before.
Like, how do we, is that good surgery? Like,
I don't think they look Korean.
I'm saying. Who's the doctor that did this? Guys, I'm finally.
I'm finally Korean.
Yeah. There was a countdown to it. I couldn't wait to see the results. If I had a friend that was like, hey, listen, I identify as Korean, I'm like, well, the first thing you should do is go to Korea. Oh, like, that's
here we
go.
Yeah. Oh, so they're white. And they just had a regular kind of white appearance, I guess, right? Like traditional white features.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
on the outside.
Right, on the outside. And the inside, you're always Korean. I get it. I'm sure, you know who would really... I wish Bobby Lee was here right now. We could ask him if he accepts him as a Korean now.
I don't know. This guy might be more Korean than Bobby Lee. Here's the thing I love about this, too.
Yeah.
The fact, the ignorance.
How self-satisfied he is. He's so like, I did it.
The ignorance about how racist this actually is. Yeah. You think having eye surgery is all it takes to be Korean. That's it. That's all you think it is.
That'd be like an Asian person having like round eye surgery. Be like, I'm white. Yeah.
I'm white now, everybody. Yeah. Like, nah, you just have round eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like me right now going, I'm Mexican. Like, what'd you do? I just blinked and I fucking woke up identified as Mexican.
And that's all you got to do, man. You know who Adriana Chechik is?
Mm-mm.
She's an adult film star.
No, who's that? Let's see her.
It's like, okay.
Maybe.
I'm doing a DP on Friday, a DP on Saturday before my dunk tank. So I'm going to get home at 2. I have a hard out by 2 because I didn't want to fuck up the dunk tank and carnival thing I'm doing for Twitch. So DP Friday, DP Saturday, Sunday DP, and Monday boy-girl anal scene. I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be a fun-ass weekend. And at least I'll be like stretched out, so that's good.
She's doing a DP Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then an anal scene Monday. You know what I mean? So she's
doing 7 dicks and a pussy. Yeah, yeah. I did the math when I was listening to it. That's a lot of fucking...
And two at once.
Yeah, that's what I'm
time.
Saying. Yeah. At once. Those holes are going to be stretched out, whether you like it or not.
Did you see you appeared on YMH podcast? Doomers! Yes! Between him and Bert, Tom Segura and Bert Chrysler, I'm just wondering if they want to get a DP going or if they want to, you know, hit me up for any double action. If both of those two men want to put their podcast where their dick is, then find me, and they know where I am, because I've tried to reach out to Bert a few times, and nothing ever followed through.
That's weird.
Yeah, but apparently Bert and I have an open invite.
I mean, very open, bro.
Yeah,
very open. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Do you approve?
I approve of you guys.
What about Christine?
Christina? Just
keep your mouth open if you approve.
Yeah, gasp if you approve. That looks, that's
pretty accurate. Yeah.
Seems like she got the thumbs up, bro.
So you heard her call him
Bert Chrysler.
Yeah, Bert Chrysler.
Yeah.
Bert Chrysler.
Have you seen how many people have mispronounced his name?
Yeah, he tells me. I was laughing about how he's telling
TBS.
Me, like, no.
TBS, which he hosts a show.
Yeah, the show, yeah.
Dude.
Go Big Show, Thursday night on TBS. Cody Rhodes, of course, Snoop Dogg, Jennifer Nettles, Rosario Dawson, and Bert Krishna.
Dude, listen, I saw Bert. I thought this was a joke.
Mm-mm.
I thought this guy purposely fucked his name up as a ha-ha. That's real.
It's real.
Bert Krishna.
Yeah.
Like Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Bert Krishna.
And then on a separate night, on a different feed, they did this one.
Snoop and Cody Rhodes, a part of Go Big Show. Set your DVRs now to watch Snoop, Rosario Dawson, Jennifer Nettles, Cody Rhodes, and host Bert Kircher.
Bert Kircher.
9/8/7 Central on TBS.
Bruce Kreischer.
Kreischer, sorry.
Bruce Kreischer.
Let me incorrectly correct you, man. I think you mean Bruce Chrysler. Yeah, that's it.
We're paying this dude on our network.
Oh, yeah, that's it. We're big fans.
What's the stand-up's name again? Bert Kreischer.
Kreischer.
You can look up.
Even he did a show. He's got a thing with Jim Jeffries.
I'm going to be performing in Colorado on, I know this, September the 8th
at Red Rock. So you're welcome to come if you want to come and have a laugh. Me and Bert Chrysler.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Piss poor.
Piss poor.
Piss fucking
Brett Burke Kaiser. It looks like Burke. But it's an R right there. I don't know if the R is silent. Burke Crazier.
All those.
I never heard of Burke Kaiser. He's standing here with his shirt off, so.
Everybody. Brett.
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 Brett. Brett.
Quit calling me a chomo.
It would be terrible to be somebody calling you that.
That would be the worst.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, fuck. Are you road dogging it? Are you coming out on the road?
I've got a few dates coming up right now. September 16th to the 18th, I'll be in Phoenix. I'm headlining Brea like October 28th. More fall dates. So just go to RyanSickler.com.
All right, cool.
Everything will be posted there.
Yeah, we got to go do some dates together, too.
I can't wait. Yeah. Dude. We're doing what? Next year, we're doing a California run, mm-hmm. a Midwest run with Ohio and West Virginia. That's where it starts. That's what's got me excited. Cause Charleston, West Virginia. I went to Lollapalooza. That was the year Kurt Cobain was 94, I believe, the summer of 94. And Nirvana was supposed to headline, and Kurt Cobain died. And Smashing Pumpkins stepped in. And I had tickets already. And that's the story where my brother gave the girl I was dating at the time the joint lace with PCP. And she just fucking, she missed the whole fucking, it was like a Tribe Called Quest, Beastie Boys, Parliament.
He knew it had it? Or she...
Yeah, and didn't tell her. And I smell it, and I go, hey, what the fuck is that? He's like, oh, we thought you knew. I'm like, knew what?
It's dusted, man.
Yeah. And I'm like, you just gave her a joint with PCP? And she was like, she was, a little thing, skinny. And then she starts panicking about what's going to happen to her. And then it happens to her. And so we just got a good spot. She laid down. I'm telling you, she slept for like 4 or 5 hours. And I say she's little because when she woke up, this chick ate like a fucking hostage. Okay. She couldn't stop eating. And I told my brother and Shannon, it was my brother and Shannon that did this to her.
Yeah.
And they knew her. And I'm like, you're buying her all the food she wants. And she, I'll bet you she ate $200 worth of festival food. She
really?
Couldn't stop eating. And I was like,
we know that dude who, he said he got wet. He got a PCP joint. I said he was punching cars.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
He's like,
fucked up.
He's punching
that
out.
That was Charleston,
headlights.
West Virginia, bro.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's like Memorial Day weekend, rolling through there. And yeah, I want to do any other dates you want. I'll pick them.
Okay.
If I can.
Yeah.
When I sit in therapy with you, we'll rehab. I'll sit down. We'll go through some.
No, I'd love to, man. I'd love to.
We're doing it.
Yeah. I love that Drew has that. Dr. Drew has. He didn't tell me about dust. But he said that, you know, he goes, people on cocaine run from police and people on meth go towards them.
This is crazy. I just watched, I don't know why it popped up my feed, but it was a promo of him on my show. And he said the thing too about cocaine, they black out their windows also.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's all, he said it's always, if coke and meth, it's always a psychological just worry about the authorities.
Yeah.
It always involves the authority.
He said people on cocaine will see a cop and jump out a window, you know, like if they're fucked up enough, and that people on meth will be like, those 8 guys, and fucking run right towards them, like go right up to them.
Yeah.
They want that. They want that smoke. And when they're on meth, I don't know why.
People don't believe. I watched, it's on my album where I talked about it, but that was my brother and a cousin smoked. I watch them. I was like, let me watch it. And they had a joint dipped in PCP, and they went out of their fucking minds. And then...
Oh, yeah. You told that story. That story's so great.
So then after only a couple weeks later, it's the West Virginia fucking Lollapalooza. So I'm now also realizing you guys are still smoking that shit. Like, don't make that a fucking habit. But, man, it wrecked them. But not her. I mean, not her, but not them.
So they were cool with it.
They were cool enough, you know.
Had you ever do that? Did you ever try?
Fuck
it?
No, man. Yeah. No.
I want to know what it does to somebody.
I want. They really
it create
felt
like
they were somewhere else.
Oh, really?
They really. My cousin thought he was upstairs, and he was sitting on the fucking.
What are you guys doing up here?
I mean, my brother thought I was. Yeah, he's like, what are you doing up here? I'm like, you.
He literally, so what happened was my brother hits it and goes to, passes it to me, and I just right over there to my cousin, or my cousin to me and right over to my brother. And I'm scared. I'm scared now that.
It's on your fingers?
Yeah, and it can get in my pores. Like, I don't want a part of PCP. And my brother hits it and it goes back to my cousin. My cousin says nothing and puts it out. And my brother doesn't complain or say, hey, fucking.
Send it back, yeah.
And within, boom, like that, they change. You can see a change. And my brother starts panicking, and he gets up. He's like, I don't feel good. And he's standing. He's breathing heavy. He's like, I'm going to go upstairs and lay down. And my cousin says, I wouldn't go be alone with my thoughts. And I was like, oh, my God, what is going on in your head right now? And my brother walks a full circle in front of the chair he's sitting in, and he sits back down. And I go, what the fuck was that? And he said, so he looked at me, he goes, what'd you get up here? I said, you're not upstairs, you dumb motherfucker. You didn't
go anywhere.
And my cousin said, I swear to God, this is a true story. My cousin said, I never realized how much upstairs looked like downstairs. I'm like, man, we're not upstairs. And you didn't even get up out of your fucking chair. Like, he at least walked a circle. You know what I mean? You don't get to teleport.
What you guys doing here?
Time in. That's what he was like, what? How'd you get up here, man? I'm like, man, fuck
we
that.
Smoked this shit in Peru when I graduated from school, from college. I took one of my roommates down to Peru, and you've met Rodrigo and all those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Laugh all you want. You know damn well I met Rodrigo. Rodrigo almost got me killed at a fucking roulette table in Vegas. That motherfucker.
So
He almost got me killed.
When you told me what happened, I definitely thought you might be dead. So, but we go down to Peru, and you know, we're in college. We're used to like, let's get some weed. You know, and looking back, it was so high risk kind of what we did, being that we're in like a third world country and not knowing how it could go. So, you know, me and my buddy that I brought down, we smoked weed all the time at the time. So I hit up Rodrigo and I go, hey man, we want to get some weed. And he's like, all right. So we go to the university campus. I don't know if it was University of Lima or what. He's like, this dude will hook us up. Like, all right. He goes, I go, how much is it? He goes, 20 bucks. So I figure we're just going to get like a little sack. Dude hands me an ounce.
For 20?
Right? Yeah. I mean, I was like, what? So, you know, like stash it in the jacket, and then I'm like, holy shit, man, that's $20? Dude, I don't know what's in this, but we smoke a joint, and like within minutes, I'm up on their roof.
Why?
With my friend, and I was like, you hear that shit, man? And he's like, what? I was like, trains, man, you hear the trains? And he was like, I don't hear trains. And I was like, you don't hear that? And I remember him being like, mm-mm. And then I was like, God damn, I'm so cold. And it wasn't cold. I was like, I had to get like extra blankets, and I was shaking.
I know that high cold.
You know? And yeah. I was like, ooh. And I kept talking about trains, and he was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on with you. The next night, he got high, but he didn't. The next night, we smoke again, and I swear to God, I feel like regular high. And he goes, I hear those trains.
Nah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it took over. There's no trains, you know, there's no trains. But we were hearing shit, and it freaked me. I was like, this is not weed. It didn't hit me like weed, didn't smell like weed. I felt like it was maybe like some dirt weed, and then like they poured some fucking chemical on it, you know?
Yes. I would say the strangest smoke I ever had, so when I worked at UPS, shout out to UPS, Baltimore Hub, Primary One, Joe Avenue,
yeah.
I was tight with all the black supervisors, and a lot of them went to black colleges up in, they were from New York going to black colleges in Baltimore. Like, what was the one that, one of the ones, I think Morehouse maybe it was, but.
Morehouse down in Atlanta.
No, that's Atlanta. Yeah. That is Atlanta. What's, I can't remember.
What's the
They're going
HBCU
to Howard,
yeah.
You know, in D.C.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did a show at Howard. Did you do that with me?
No.
Yeah, I did a show.
Howard's great university. Yeah. But these guys all will go back up to New York on the bus on the weekends, and then they'll come back on Monday to work and go to school. And when they come back, they're bringing this shit they're telling me called chocolate tie. I'm like, I want to try chocolate tie. You know, I hear about the rappers on the East Coast rapping about chocolate tie. all right, we'll bring it back to you. I'm like, okay. And these guys, I'm like, you're riding this shit on a Greyhound? They're like, yeah, Greyhound. And now I know, you know. I'm like, yeah, of course. So they bring it in to UPS. I mean, they're giving me drugs at work, like this bag of weed. I go home. And my brother's, back then I was just a weekend smoker. My brother was every day, and I'm like, I got this shit called chocolate tie. And they said, one hit'll do you. And I hit it, and I'm like, whew. And it definitely tastes weird. My brother's like, one hit. And he hits it, and he's like, that's all we need. I go, what do you think it is? He's like, I think that's opium. And I'm not sure what it was, but it was definitely dipped. And that bag, I kept smoking it, but it lasted me like 3 months. You know, I mean, you just took a pinch of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even for me, I was like, couple of that, we're good.
Yeah,
we're
you've always been at the craziest tolerance I've seen.
Yeah.
You can smoke, I've seen you smoke an entire joint, and your demeanor didn't even shift.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Like, in the second joint, yeah, too, and you've been, like, totally normal.
I'll smoke, yeah. I could just, the problem is I can smoke like that, so it's the same way with drinking. Like, my tolerance is, I feel sick before I'm drunk when I drink. You know what I mean?
You have, like, super high tolerance for alcohol,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, especially if I have food in my stomach. If I know I'm going to drink, I won't eat so I can get the fucking buzz. But I feel sick before I feel drunk. But weed, I could rip 10 joints a day, and I'll talk to you just like this.
But you do feel high, right? Even if it's super...
I get a little bit of a buzz. But that's it. I don't feel... I'll put it this way. I don't feel the version of high that I would drunk if I had 10 drinks. You know what I'm saying? I'm still very much... in control of myself.
Man, me, I'm just like two hits and I'm like.
But you do your edibles and that works for you better.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Which you have no, doesn't work.
I took a 10 milligram weed mint this morning just to freshen my breath.
You know George Perez?
Nothing for me.
George Perez? Yeah. He gave me a 1,500 milligram edible.
That exists.
I was like, you can have that.
You're going to another planet.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And that planet is in the ER.
Yeah, and see that, I also don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I know what I can handle and what I can function with. So, yeah, weed is my...
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, you got dates coming up all at ryansickler.com.
Yep. Subscribe to my YouTube, please.
Absolutely.
The Honeydew Podcast. The Patreon is, that community is growing and doing great.
I got to tell you this.
Those stories are insane.
I got to tell you, I, you know, scroll through Instagram like everybody else all the time. It's my favorite social media platform. Every time I go by your page, you have these great highlights from Patreon and from the podcast. I fucking watch all of them.
I appreciate it.
There's such good stories, and it's like real people telling real stories, and it's so captivating and engaging. I get sucked into it, man. Like, it's really good. What you've built is really, really good.
Dude, first of all, thank you so fucking much. You know that means the world to me.
It's true.
From you.
I mean it, man.
You are so many things. A mentor, a phenomenal businessman, one of the best and funniest comedians in this goddamn game, and... For you to say that, it's called The Honeydew with Y'all, and I just highlight the lowlights
with
fantastic. Regular people. They send their stories in.
Incredible stories.
And I don't dog it. I don't do 20, 30 minutes. I do an hour, hour plus, and these stories are incredible.
Incredible. That's what gets me. I mean, I'm watching these clips, these little highlights,
That's
and I'm
crazy.
Like, holy
I've seen,
shit.
I had a guy talk about a drug deal where someone else got blown, their brains got blown onto his face. A guy that died in a car crash who came back. People finding out that their who they thought was their biological dad is their best friend's dad. Like, it's insane.
It's stories that you could try to make this up and you couldn't do it. You just had, I watched the one, I don't know, a week or so ago about the guy who was like,
the hunting stand.
And you're like, you should stop hunting, man.
That motherfucker.
People die every time you
hunt. That poor dude went in the hunting stand, his mom died. And he waited out in the woods 2 days for them to set everything up because he pushes things down, doesn't want to deal, gets home. Goes to the funeral, they take him out to drink, and he ends up getting in a fist fight, and he doesn't realize he's fighting a Mobile police officer, and they fucked him. He had to go to the funeral with bruises and shit all fresh out of jail. And then 2 years to the day, he goes back hunting again, goes up in that tree stand for good luck, and his uncle dies on the hunting trip at the camp on the other side of the hill. I said, dude, you need a new tree stand. He said, I cut the tree down.
Cut the tree down, yeah.
Cut that motherfucker.
That's what I'm
down.
Saying, man. I watch these little highlights. I'm like, man, this is amazing.
They're crazy. Thank you. And it's $5 a month. I don't do tiers or any of that. It's $5 a month. You also get now the Honeydew and ad-free a day early at no additional cost. Everything's $5 a month. And
there you go.
If you sign up for a year, you get over a month free. There it is.
There it is. Go to RyanSickler.com, TheHoneyDew.com.
Yep.
And follow
him on HoneyDewPodcast.com. Just HoneyDew go to RyanSickler.com.
It's all there. Follow him on Instagram. Listen to his podcast. See him on the road. He's a great comic, and we'll be doing stuff together. Thanks for coming, man.
Dude, thank you for having me.
Closing song is Point of Personal Privilege by Mr. Mobius.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys, he, him. I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. Fresh and ready to go.
Thank you, comrade.
If we want to defeat capitalism, we are going to need a party that will organize working people to fight for the demands that we want and to win socialism.
Thank you so much.